Research has shown people who eat fish are less likely to die from heart disease, but along with helpful fatty acids called omega-3s, seafood can sometimes contain harmful mercury or potentially cancer-causing PCBs. A cardiologist at Harvard Medical School wanted to try and clear up what he says is confusing information. Dariush Mazafarian reviewed various reports on the health effects of eating fish. He found PCBs pose a relatively low risk.
The risks are almost negligible compared to the benefits. And for PCBs and dioxins, we also found that levels in fish are very similar to other commonly consumed foods like chicken, beef, pork, eggs, dairy products.
The research on mercury in fish showed a greater risk from that than PCBs. But Mazafarian says the level is not high enough to warrant the general public giving up fish, although women of childbearing age are still advised to limit consumption of selected species. Emily Green is the Great Lakes Program Director for the Sierra Club.
As someone who hopes to be starting a family soon, it's not going to put my mind at ease. I mean, mercury, very much like lead, is a potent neurotoxin, and I see no reason to expose my future kids to that.
All of Wisconsin's waters are under a mercury advisory. The State Department of Health and Family Services recommends that women of childbearing age and those under 15 eat no more than one meal per week of panfish and limit game fish to once a month. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.